This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 384 for Monday, May 8th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE futures canola contracts were mostly weaker Monday, retreating from earlier gains in choppy activity. The nearby July contract down $3.60 at $731.50 per ton. Malaysian palm oil, European rapeseed, and Chicago soy oil futures were all down on the day, accounting for some spillover selling pressure. Strength in the Canadian dollar was also bearish, although the currency moved well off its highs. Spring seeding is underway in the western prairies and should pick up in the east over the next few weeks as temperatures warm up. Statistics Canada will release its latest stocks report tomorrow, which should provide a better picture of usage to date. Meanwhile, the USDA releases its latest supply-demand estimates on Friday, with positioning ahead of that report a feature in the grains and oilseeds. In the U.S., soybeans were lower, while corn and wheat traded mixed. Soybeans had posted overnight gains but turned lower in sympathy with soy oil. The July contract down 2 cents at $14.33 per bushel. Weekly U.S. soybean export inspections came in at just under 400,000 tons, and that was down by 23% from the previous week as large Brazilian supplies continue to displace U.S. soybeans in the global market. U.S. farmers are expected to have made good seeding progress over the past week, with about a third of intended soybean acres likely in the ground. Corn, meanwhile, pulled in two directions throughout the day, ending unchanged in the July contract at $5.96.5 per bushel. The U.S. corn seeding is thought to be nearing the halfway mark, and that would be well ahead of average. U.S. corn export inspections were solid at just under a million tons, but still down by 37% from the previous week. Wheat futures were mixed. Minneapolis spring wheat up 8 cents in the July contract at $8.44 per bushel. Kansas City 11 cents higher in July at $8.44 per bushel as well, while Chicago wheat down 6 cents in July at $6.54 per bushel. The ongoing conflict in Ukraine remained a supportive influence, with no deal yet to extend the Black Sea grain corridor. Forecasts calling for rain in the southern U.S. may help winter wheat fields there to some extent, but the moisture may also be too little too late. Meanwhile, spring wheat seeding to the north continues to run behind normal due to too much precipitation. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, May 8th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.